Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
What you got on your body? Is it a very nice sweater? Doesn't matter what you're wearing, cause Mack Weldon is better.
They've got those essentials, you know what a great brand. And smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping, they understand.
Not only do Mack Weldon's underwear and socks and shirts look good, they also perform well too, just like they should. They got a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor.
And if you don't like your first pair, you can keep it and they will refund you. No questions asked.
I got them right now on my ass and also my front and also the sides, because that's how underwear works. It goes all the way around.
Oh, it goes all the way around.
For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code OFFBOOK at checkout.
Mack Weldon, it goes all the way around.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
That one's Zach Reno.
That one is Jess McKenna.
We got Brett's on the frets.
We got King of Candace, pianist of Kings, Scott Passarella on the keys.
We got Dana Wicks on the sticks, producer, drummer. We got Karate Bird.
We got Karate Bird.
We got male person Stacy. Opening of shows is just a roll call.
It's just us kind of like ticking all the boxes. People know that we have to keep our fantasy universe consistent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you leave a Starbucks cup in the frame and people get angry.
Wild.
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 It took 2 years to make a season of TV and they left a Starbucks cup.
How? There's so many eyes
on that.
It's
gone now, though.
They took it out now. Now it's gone. They're so fast.
I will not. The North remembers. And I remember that I'm so excited to have this guest. Honestly, this is a guest that
we've been trying for so long.
But he's very busy and successful and often can't record at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday, as he shouldn't be able to.
Timestamp. You know him from Shrill.
James Corden. And he's an amazing stand-up comedian. It's Joel Kim Booster!
It's me!
Yes.
Wow, I am so excited this is finally happening. I'm so nervous,
I've
often stated, because singing is not a skill that I list at the top of my res.
Well, but it's on there, right?
You know what's funny is that for so long the dream was to be on Broadway.
Me too.
For so long.
Me too. And then that dream changes when you meet other people that sing much better than
that
you do.
That is true.
I went through that journey.
That is the big thing. And I think I was like thinking before I came in here, because I was like, I think it was the dream, because that felt, and this is also, I want to preface this by saying this was a completely wrong assumption, but I always wanted to act and I was like, well, that seems more accessible. Like, that seems easier as a profession, which is, it's absolutely a lateral move from like being a movie or television actor.
Yes, but I get the logic of like, okay, there's everyone that is doing musicals is also an actor. Not everyone that is an actor is also a singer and a dancer.
Yes, but I guess for me, it just felt like, oh, I'm in a musical right now, so it must be very easy to be on Broadway.
Yeah.
Like, it must.
And then actually, I mean, the first time I knew people who were on Broadway, I was like, Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're super talented, but like, you know them. And so you're like, okay, that's doable. It's a path that exists.
Yeah. It's for sure more about, I don't want to say being in the right place at the right time, but like having roles that are a good fit for you when you're at that place in your career.
That's right. That's right.
And that's the only reason I've never been on.
You know,
not even a little bit.
I went to school for it too, and I should be better at it, but I'm not. And that's sad. And that's sad to me.
But a lot of people who go to school are not good at the things they went to school for, especially, you know, you like use that information and pivot with it. That's famously what Zach and I are doing. Mm-hmm. Famously, which we aren't.
Famously, so, which we aren't. We're here.
We're here.
I almost immediately got to theater school though and was like, I can't sing. I can't dance. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be a Shakespearean actor.
Sure.
And pivoted very quickly. But did do my first professional job in entertainment was work doing a summer stock production
of
Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Okay.
50 some performances. Truly, wow. Too many. Too many as one of the Asian characters in that show. Getting paid, I think I got paid for the entire summer, like $800.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But they paid for my housing, and they did not pay for my food. And I lost my virginity. So, you know.
What a summer.
What a summer.
We go to a summer theater.
Oh, this is exactly what I wanted. I
can't believe it took us this long. We're almost at 100 episodes. This is the first time we went to a summer theater where everyone is this is a tech rehearsal. Everyone is sort of backstage waiting around while light cues get changed.
Do you know what they say? If tech is bad, then the opening night will be all right. But also, who lost their virginity?
Do you know what they say? If you say the Scottish play, it's bad luck. But also, who lost their virginity?
I know who lost their virginity.
He knows.
Because I am the ghost that haunts this theater.
Oh my god, a ghost!
If you don't leave candy for me in the rafters, I will fuck up the show.
Fuck up the show.
Everybody knows.
Tell us, ghost. Tell us, ghost. Tell us, ghost. Who lost their virginity? Tell us, ghost. Tell us, ghost. Tell us, ghost. Who lost their virginity?
Or crew, or front of house, or one of the docents, or one of the volunteers, or one of the ushers who's only here sometimes.
Fuck to death in the theater.
Wait,
no, sorry.
I was gonna say had sex with a ghost.
As a ghost, I want to say that's exactly what happened.
Are you a recent ghost or like an old time?
No, I've been a ghost since 1936.
Yeah, so I'm saying like someone had sex with this ghost.
Okay.
Wait, you died in the 30s? And had sex last night.
Good for you.
But was that your first time? Or did the other person lose their virginity and then have a fright?
No, he said it was him. He said he lost his virginity. The other person is maybe a virgin, but the ghost is definitely a virgin if we take you at your word.
Oh my gosh, Steven, we're late for our entrance. Sorry, me and Steven were talking backstage, and we're so sorry.
I'm so sorry we were talking.
Okay, you guys, it's me, Kate, the stage manager.
Kate, listen,
we're so sorry,
you
Kate.
Guys. This is, I understand that, like, that tech, oh, if it goes bad, then opening's gonna be great, and I understand that that is your guys' superstition, but as a stage manager, tech is my opening night.
Kate, okay, Gabby and I are so sorry.
What was going on back there? Kate, what were you guys talking about?
We honor your role, and like, honestly, you're so important. We value you in this production.
It doesn't feel like
I don't even
even
so
know
sorry.
Like,
doesn't feel
your
like
you do. I went to school. I have an MFA in stage.
We know, Kate.
We know, and your multi-tool is so imposing, and your clipboard, I honestly don't know what it's on it, but I know that I don't know how to handle what's on it, and so thank you for what you
and
do.
And you're absolutely right. Like, we are responsible for our own props, and we're always putting them back, and we're checking
and
them.
And are you putting them back in the outlined glow tape lines on the prop
yes,
table
Kate.
That I have?
Yes,
but I will say, my rapier doesn't fit in that. It's not. I'm sorry.
Now
this is
not
maybe
the
not
time.
The time.
Now,
excuse me.
I wish I could hang it on the back wall.
I think what everybody wants to know is what's going on back there. Why were you late for this entrance?
You're right,
Kate. You're not going to even believe it when we tell you.
Tell me. I know. I don't believe. I don't. Yeah, I believe everything.
Okay. You know the rumor about how someone lost her virginity last night?
Yeah. Of course, I've heard that.
Not
rumor.
Even the most interesting part. The person that lost their virginity
was a ghost who died in the 1930s and haunts this, the Summer Theater of Smaller Ohio.
Now, I'm sorry to clarify, did the ghost lose their virginity?
Yes.
The ghost definitely did. The person
virginity.
That slept with the ghost, we don't know.
Now, we got to track this person down. I know that this is, I cannot have this kind of gossip and distraction and ghost talk shutting down my tech rehearsal. So I don't want to hear another word out of the two of you about this ghost for the rest of the tech rehearsal, okay, you troublemakers?
Kate's gonna manage it. She's gonna manage it. She's gonna manage it all. Kate's gonna manage it. She's gonna manage it. She's gonna manage it all. There is problem. There is trouble. But here she comes. She's coming on the double. Cause Kate's gonna manage it. Kate's gonna manage it all.
5 minutes to curtain, everybody. Places. 5 minutes.
Thank you, Five.
Thank you, Five.
That's what I like to hear.
When Kate comes in with the clipboard, it's no nonsense from the start. She
quiet
walks
back
backstage, says, quiet back there, and it's quiet in the dark. Then Kate says,
I could have been an actor if I wanted to.
And she is right, but Kate has put that dream aside, though she tries with all her might, cause Kate's gonna manage it, Kate's gonna manage it, Kate's gonna manage it all.
You wanna see this Google Doc?
Kate's gonna manage it, Kate's gonna manage it all.
I put all the costumes in an Excel sheet.
If someone's talking in the audience, Kate will surely shush her.
You're gonna have to leave.
Kate's gonna manage it. Kate's gonna manage it.
Where's my seat?
Kate's gonna manage it. Kate's gonna manage it.
That's actually the front of house manager that you're gonna talk to. I'm the stage manager.
But when do I press go for the lighting change?
When I call it, Brian.
That's right, that's what she does. Cause Kate's gonna manage it. Kate's gonna manage it.
Kate's gonna manage it.
Is that a go for the fade?
Yeah, let's try this again. And this time, guys, don't miss your entrances, please.
Sorry, is that a go? Is that a go for? Is that a go for sound?
That's
cue?
A go for sound.
Well, just I wasn't sure if the lights were going or going. Brian was gonna go.
Crispin, we talked about this.
Okay,
that cue we made a single cue because it's so short. So it's so.
Is it on the sound cues on your board?
No, it's on this her single go.
Crispin, why are you so distracted? You see, something's different about you. Yesterday you had all these cues down, but now suddenly you're glowing.
Nothing. I'm not more of. I'm not more of an adult than yesterday.
Did you turn 18? Did you vote? Did you buy cigarettes? Did you turn 21 and buy a drink? Did you turn 25 and rent a car?
In California? No. All of my rights are the same today as they were yesterday. Nothing has changed except.
Hey, Crispin.
Hey, Ghost.
You don't have to call me Ghost. You can call me by my Christian name.
It makes me... Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Part of what's doing this for me is the fact that you are a ghost.
Okay.
So I like to remind myself the truth. But I'm sorry. What? I should call you whatever you want me to call you. What do you want me to call you? What was your Christian name? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Christian.
Oh, that's right. Your Christian name.
Yeah, when I said Christian name, I didn't mean like the religion. I meant like
right.
You can call me by
you were name. You were famously Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But my name is Christian.
Yes.
That's confusing for all of us.
It is.
Listen... I know that you're embarrassed because you lost your virginity to a ghost, but I want to be open and tell everybody what happened last night.
Hey, Kate, I think we should back out of the room and give them a second.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. But really, we only have 5 minutes, so you guys gotta wrap this up really quickly in like one song.
Yeah, okay, for sure. Just let me. What do you say to the man who's been through you? Who's seen you from the inside? To the man who died in the 1930s, who knew you? And sees you with eyes open wide.
You say, fuck me again, fuck me again. Fuck me again, you big studly ghost. Fuck me again,
fuck me again, big studly ghost.
You say, fuck me again, fuck me again, fuck me again, you big studly ghost.
Fuck me again. I can't wait to take you home to my mom and dad.
You can leave here. I was about to ask, what were the sort of rules? I'm connected to the theater, spiritually tethered. I can't leave this place unless you murder somebody and say the right words as you plunge the dagger into their heart.
Is it worth murdering someone to be with someone I've always wanted? Yes. And then you can leave this theater
and walk. Meet your
meet all of my friends.
No.
But until, okay, maybe not. We'll come to that when we cross it. But until then, you should
fuck me again. Fuck me again. Fuck me again.
You big studly ghost.
Kill Kate with the dagger I provide.
Wait, does it have to be Kate?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she seems like the least like lovable character in this
She's
cast.
Definitely
so far.
Not. We love Kate, but if it has to be Kate, I have to decide if I want to kill Kate with a dagger so I can take a ghost to meet my mom, but not my friends.
No.
Okay.
It's a pretty specific purview you have here.
I don't know.
So
if, I don't know.
Think it over. Think it over. Think it over before opening night, because once the curtain rises on opening night, I disappear forever.
Okay. Wait. Oh, he's gone.
Can we come back in?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Nothing. This is a dagger. I've always had it, and it's...
You know, I think that belongs on the back wall or on the table. Is it bigger or smaller?
Here, I got my glow tape.
No,
I'll take the dagger. I'm going to take the... Give me the tape.
Okay.
Give me the dagger. I'm going to go glow take this on the prop table, and you guys, just run your lines, and please stop missing cues.
Okay.
Steven, I feel like... We had like a really bad moment with Kate, and I feel like maybe this theater's not going to think we're professionals.
She definitely doesn't.
And it's
doesn't.
Like so important that you and I come off as professionals.
It so is. I mean, we've wanted to perform at this theater so long.
Like since we were small children coming here in the summer, and like when we're, you know, it's our summer off between our second and third year of theater school. And this is amazing because we might go back with like points towards our card.
Oh gosh. Can you even imagine? Have you... talked to the equity rep on this show?
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? The person who made sure we had a cot?
Yes.
I couldn't talk to them. Are you kidding me? What would I even say?
I'm sorry. Did someone say equity rep?
Emily! Emily from equity has always got your back.
You guys want to sleep?
Emily from equity will pick up the slack.
I got a cot.
Emily from equity, not only is she hot.
It's in your contract.
Emily from equity has always got a cot.
You gotta have a cot.
What do you say to the woman who helps people treat you like you are a pro? What do you say to the woman who knows all the things that the theater should know? Oh, like that one time when we hadn't taken a break for too long, and she came in, she bust down the door, said this is wrong. You gotta let them out so they can drink and pee, because they are almost members of Equity. Oh, Emily from Equity, she's always got your back.
I got a cot.
Emily from Equity,
she's picking up your slack. Emily from Equity, no, knows what's best, cause
Emily from Equity
has got a cot on which you can rest.
Aren't you glad you unionized, you guys?
because without your union, you'd never be able to take an unsatisfying 15-minute nap in the corner of the room.
You know Steve and I are, like, so union strong, definitely, but we're not official members right now. We're just on our way. We're on our way to getting that beautiful car.
You can't touch it right now.
But the road's so long, and getting points is so, so hard.
But if we do this the summer and summer and the summer after that, we might enter the working world, already equity members, oh yeah!
Emily from Equity has always got your back.
Oh, you crazy kids.
Oh.
You keep me young before your inequity. You know, I can tell you one story about this theater before your equity.
Oh,
I could tell you,
Emily,
I could answer
you...
as many questions if you were equity, but since you're not equity,
you
I can
tell
only,
us one story.
I can tell you one story. That's how the exchange rate breaks down.
Okay.
Unions are fucked up sometimes.
I mean, I wish you could tell me like how often the generals are held in New York, but go ahead. This is also good.
No,
when
I mean,
are the generals? Never mind. Just tell us the story that you want.
No,
to tell.
I mean, it's not a story that I choose. It's a story that you guys have to prompt me through a series of questions. And then I decide. You guys, it's all in your packets. Did you not read your
Oh,
your
I do have a story that I actually do kind of have a question about.
Okay, yeah, go.
How did that ghost that haunts this theater die?
Oh, there's no ghost that haunts this theater.
There definitely is, and it slept with the light booth operator.
Well, where'd you hear that?
Oh, man, word travels faster in a theater. Brian? No one can keep their
Brian, mind. The guy who runs lights?
It's Brian.
It's Crispin, I thought.
No, it's Crispin. Oh, wait, Crispin runs sound.
Yeah.
It's the sound guy.
I'm sorry, we're guy. So rude
I
about
heard
knowing
from
the differences
Brian.
Of tech jobs.
Yeah, I gotta say, you guys, the first thing you're gonna want to know when you become equity is you don't have to learn any of their fucking names because you're equity now, okay?
Wait, but I thought theater was all about the collaborative spirit and being an ensemble. Are you saying we can give in to our darkest and deepest horrible instincts and
are you
be rude to the crew?
Are you
rude
saying
to the crew?
Rude to the crew?
Rude to the stage management? Rude to the front of house? You can be rude to whoever you
rude
fucking want
to
be rude to.
Rude. What I'm gonna do when I'm rude to the crew, I'll see right through. People in the hall say, boo you. You're the crew, you mean nothing to me. You are the ground, you're just a flea. A tiny bug for me to squish. You're not in the cast, so I say I wish.
Rude to the crew. To the crew.
Rude to the crew.
Rude to the crew. You know what we're gonna do when we're rude to the crew?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry, you ASM. I don't know your name. Is it over them him? Oh, I don't know where to put my props. How about here? Why don't I give it a drop? You should pick it up because you're the prop master. Don't give me that job. That's not my task for her or she or me. No, no, no. Because can't you see? Because I'm on stage and you're not. You got a clipboard and so hot. And you got a page and all your cues. But I'm gonna be rude to you.
Rude to the crew.
To the crew!
Rude to the crew!
We're all black!
Rude to the crew!
They suck!
Excuse me, I said it before, I'm gonna drop my costume on the floor because someone will pick it up. That's a costumer, I don't give a fuck, I don't know your name, and I never will. Are you maybe Jack? Are you maybe Jill? Man or a woman? I don't care, I'm rude to the crew! Put my fingers in the air because I'm rude to the crew!
Rude to the crew! Rude to the crew!
And that's just how we do!
Rude to the crew! You want us to come to load in or load out? With painting sets? Oh yeah, oh yeah, that's the best. You wanna help me pick up a brush? Well, that thing I will never touch. I will never talk to you at the cast party. Oh, well, laugh so hearty at the cast party, cause it's only for the cast. So you can kick my ass.
Rude to the crew.
Rude to the crew.
Kill someone so his lover can meet his mom? Find out when we return to the second half of Summer Stock, the musical!
Hey, you listeners, did you know that Lisa believes a bed is more than just a place to sleep? It's a place for relaxation and rest.
And they believe that every body has the right to rest.
That's why they make two awesome mattresses plus accessories and bases to give your body the deep rest it needs.
They got the one that's all foam. That Lisa mattress is new and improved, featuring cooling LSA 200 foam for enhanced pressure relief for side sleepers.
Their Sapira hybrid mattress is the perfect combination of foam and spring for pressure relief and edge-to-edge support.
Lisa's mission is to provide a better night's sleep for everybody, and from day one, Lisa set out to create a company with heart.
That's why they donate one mattress for every 10 they sell to organizations that work in causes like foster care prevention.
To date, they've donated more than 32,000 mattresses through more than 1,000 nonprofits.
Don't you love companies that give back and give your back a good rest?
They're giving back. They're giving back to my back every night. My body has never felt better than sleeping on this good, good magic science foam.
Get 15% off your entire order at lisa.com/offbook and use promo code offbook. That's LEESA.com/offbook. Promo code offbook.
Welcome back. When we left our heroes, they were in a theater. A murder is being plotted, maybe. A ghost is on the loose. Will everyone believe him? A budding gay relationship is about to take flight, or is it? Find out now in this, the second half of Summerstock,
the musical.
Well, you guys, before we talked about the cruise stuff, this is Emily.
Yeah.
Talking. I was about to tell you a story.
She's so, conscientious.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, and
This is Stephen and Gabby listening.
Yeah. So as your equity rep, you're not equity yet.
Right.
But because you have points, you can cash in those points for one story prompted by a question.
Okay. Well,
does that make sense?
And we did sort of try that. We did sort of say, will you tell us about the ghost that you said?
And you said,
there is no ghost.
No, there is no ghost. But I can tell you about anything else. I'll give you a redo.
Okay. Was there like a theater accident in the 1930s?
Yes.
Oh! Better question, Gabby.
Yeah. Much better question. Gabby, you get more points.
Yes!
Actually, you're only 5 points away from being equity now.
Oh my yes! God.
Gabby?
Steven, please be proud of
I'm
me.
So
please
proud
be happy
of
for me.
I'm so happy for
you. I cannot
you.
Take jealousy in this relationship. It will become toxic.
That is literally I was literally about to say, like, you are getting something that I've wanted, but also your progress does not detract from my journey, and I'm so happy.
Well, actually, unfortunately, Steven,
it does detract from my journey.
Because the point she is that she's getting, you're actually
okay.
And now I'm sorry. Okay. And now I feel conflicted.
I forgot that equity is a zero sum game, and it's sort of like
there's only so many points to pull from.
I forgot that when you become equity, someone else loses their equity.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's very sad. And they don't, sometimes it can happen across the country. Like right now, someone is becoming equity and someone else is losing their equity points. And in fact, that is how this whole mess began.
That's how the person died?
Yeah. I'm not actually sure in the real world how long equity has existed. But in this world that we currently live in,
this is the real world.
This is the real enough to me.
I'm having an aneurysm. Being an equity rep is hard.
You have so many, honestly, you have so many things to keep track of.
Yeah. This is actually the first equity theater. I don't know if you knew that.
Well, the first equity theater was in Smaller, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. So, Smaller, Ohio in 1936. Where there's, the first equity production. In 1936, in Smaller,
it's
Ohio.
It's opening night of our great, wonderful play.
Called Rent.
It's called Rent.
Not that one.
Not that one in any way.
It's 1936.
It's 1936, and it's about paying rent on a house, a small house.
That, but Christian is in my way, stage right. I need him to move if you want the lights to light.
Well, Christian, why don't we change your entrance from downstage left to upstage right? Can you make that change before we open tomorrow night?
I can make that change. I just have one thing to say. I'm a virgin.
And I'd really, 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 really like to lose my virginity.
This is the theater, but that's a wild thing to say.
Open the show, I'd like to be a real man, not a virgin boy. Can you do that for me, Captain Crew? And then I will move my position.
I'll tell you what, Christian, here's what I will do. As soon as opening night is finished, I will sleep with you.
Wow!
And then the curtain opened.
And the play began.
And Christian did not move like he said he was gonna do. And he got pushed off the stage.
Oh no, I tripped and I set the curtain on fire.
And with that lamp in light.
My body crumbling. I am getting trampled. I can feel my body crumbling. I'm becoming a ghost, and now I am a ghost.
And the next morning, as they mourned cast and crew, they thought, what just happened? What will we do? And they looked at his body, all mangled and bent, and they swore there would never be another play called Rent.
That's crazy. And there never was another play called Rent.
Only a musical called Rent. I guess that's a nice little workaround.
Yeah, but that boy died, and he died a virgin, and that's the end of the story. Nothing else happened. There is no ghost in this theater. You guys, get your head out of the clouds. Get back to work.
Sorry.
If you ever want to become Equity.
Nothing distracts from a tech like ghost talk. Kate told us so.
Hey!
Oh, Kate! Oh, we're so sorry.
You guys missed your entrance again. What is going on back here?
Oh, my God.
Every time you miss your entrance, we have to start the entire tech over again.
Kate, I'm sorry. Can we please just switch to a cuticle? This is exhausting.
No. What we will do...
Can we talk about a light through? Can we just do a light through?
No. What we are going to do that is less helpful than that...
How about a sits probe?
We are going to sit on the stage in the dark, and you're going to say all your lines in order. Order in pitch black darkness.
Not even Kate. A Vondel probe?
No.
Kate.
No.
Kate.
What?
How's that going to help the tech components?
It's not, but it will punish you. And I am a vindictive stage
manager.
Well,
guess what, Kate?
What?
You are not...
Don't finish that sentence.
Don't
finish that sentence.
What are you doing?
Don't you dare finish that sentence. Don't you dare finish that sentence.
Emily told us to be rude
to the crew.
Do it.
Kate, you are not being efficient with our time and our energy.
Yeah, Kathy, you're not being efficient.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Crepe?
You're not
Crepe? Crepe?
You're not using our time in the most advantageous way.
Why don't you go get me a bottle of water with the top already turned so I don't have to turn it?
And a straw in it so I don't have to redo my makeup, because we have to do it ourselves in theater.
I hope someone murders one of you.
Kate! Wait.
Why would she say that?
I don't know. And also, I didn't love being rude to her.
I also didn't love it, but it did work. And we are kind of back on a normal tech schedule now and not doing a weird line through in the dark. So maybe Emily's right.
Hey, speaking of tech components to work through, how come your rapier looks different?
Wasn't my rapier? It's a normal rapier. Small, dagger-like, with a big old blade with some weird glowing runes in it.
But wait, Stephen, earlier it didn't fit in its glow tape, and now it's like...
It fits easily.
Perfectly in that glow tape.
I mean, there's a lot of extra glow tape down one end, like very long for it.
Hey guys, it's me, Samira. I am the... assistant stage manager. You guys really hate Chris feeling, but I have a message from Crispin, the sound tech. He has a line change for you. I'm sorry.
Steven? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now when you stab Gabby in scene 5, you're supposed to say this.
Okay. I'm reading it. Okay. I'm trying to learn it.
Do you want to read it out loud?
Sure. Yeah, let me hear Hot Sounds so that I know how to like fall.
Well, I actually
What scene does this come in?
This comes in scene five when you stab Gabby.
Great.
You know, this is our very
Act five, scene five
of our town.
Yes. When I say this town can't be our town because it's not big enough for all of us to live together here in harmony.
Yeah.
And then, okay, and then that's when this line comes in. Oh, sorry, as I'm stabbing
And then you say this line.
You stab me, and I'm like, oh, what would just a normal day be like? What would just a normal day be like?
And then I guess now I'm going to say, the wheel is broken. Let loose the spirits bound within. Mm-hmm. Find your freedom now as never before and go get some.
Yeah. That sounds, I mean,
and
you
I'm
know,
sorry,
that's the this, line that I say now.
And it came from the sound guy?
Yeah, you know, it's not exactly how I like to work, but, you know, it makes us a little bit of sense because he is the sound guy. So he is sort of in charge of all the sounds, including the sounds that come out of your mouth.
Okay.
You're not Equity yet, but
It's me, sorry, just coming over the PA. It's me, Crispin, the sound guy. Yeah, this line comes from the playwright. They mailed it to me and just sort of wanted me to take it in here.
That's right, mailed it to him? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They snail mailed it.
Thank
God
it
got here in time, honestly. Thank God it got here in time.
So it's not suspicious and just sort of do it. Okay, back to one.
It is weird. Who wrote Our Town again? I could have sworn he was dead.
Yeah, and now Thornton Wilder?
Thornton Wilder is mailing the sound tech.
I guess maybe his estate. Maybe his estate.
Yeah,
sorry, that's it. It's the estate. The estate of Thornton Wilder mailed me this one line to go in here. Not just me. I'm sure they sent it to everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to accept that on face value.
Me too.
And in the meantime, I'm going to go console Kate because she's really upset. Okay. You guys were really mean to her.
I'm actually pretty sorry about that, but also she was being wild.
She was being kind of a bitch, I admit. She was sort of letting all the power go to her head. I thought someone was going to kill her, but, you know, she's saying some wild things about you guys, and now I honestly, you know, I know I've seen sort of level-headed and nice, but I hope someone kills you.
Wait, what?
Wild, a wild thing to say as they ran away.
Why do the people crew keep wanting to kill us?
I don't know. Maybe it's, I'll say this. Can you imagine how many equity points we're going to get for doing an art time with new lines in it for the first time in years?
Oh my God, Steven, you're right. You're getting like to originate a role. Basically.
It's like an original role.
This is huge for you. This is actually huge. You're probably going to take points from like someone playing like, you know, like Mama Rose in the middle of Kentucky. She's suddenly going to like walk off stage and they're going to be like, sorry.
After a lifetime of
achievement. We cut to Kentucky. Thank you. Put your phones away. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, wow. That was another marvelous production.
Janice.
Yes?
I have great news.
Please don't look me in the eyes.
Sorry,
keep going.
Janice. I have wonderful news.
What is it?
You've been made double equity.
Oh!
You took all of the equity points from someone doing regional theater in deep Pennsylvania. We cut to deep Pennsylvania. A fiddler on the roof! The roof!
David, I got excellent news for you.
Yeah, what's the news for me?
You just became quadruple equity.
What's that? Don't look at me in the eye. Who'd I take them from?
An old man in Seattle.
In the oldest production of Wicked ever, gender swapped even.
We cut to Seattle.
So if you try to find me, look to the western sky. Now. Oh no! Oh no! I can feel my equity points leaving my body. They were the only things keeping me alive. But now, I can feel.
God, our lead turned to dust!
He's dust! We cut back to Pennsylvania. Whoa, I can see you. You're glowing. We cut back to Kentucky.
Ha! I can see you. You're glowing.
We cut back to smaller Ohio. Steven, you're kind of glowing.
Thanks. I feel good.
I feel like you got maybe some points. I feel like maybe other people were taking points and maybe you only got like the end of it.
I mean, who knows how
it works. We'll figure this out. We got time.
The cue.
Enter. I didn't know what being alive was
until I went back on a regular day. If only I could live that simple day, the comings, the goings, the being alive.
This can't be our town. This town isn't big enough for the two of us.
And can we mark the stab till opening? Hold, please. Can we mark the stab till opening night?
I've got this.
You guys, we'd actually love to see it. This is the director, George Clooney.
Oh my gosh, George, we're so sorry. Yeah. I mean,
Gabby, we've got this collapsible rapier. I don't see what the big deal is.
I just really want to mark it till opening.
I would really love to see this. I'm still a little confused about the line placement. It's weird, you know. This is the first play I've directed in Ohio.
George, I'm so sorry. Can I just tell you, I'm totally happy to do the fall full out, but can we mark the stab until opening? I just really feel like I want it to be fresh.
Gabby, you difficult bitch. I think we could actually, let's, if you're
can I have a question? If she's going to mark the stab, can I sort of mark the speed of the entrance?
No.
I just feel like I'm coming in so hot.
See, this is what I was worried about. This is a slippery slope.
Excuse me?
Yeah, it's me, Crispin. Can I sort of mark some of the sound cues that I have to do?
No.
Excuse me, Emily from Equity?
Yes.
Emily, it's actually been too long since we've had a break. I feel like we actually need to call it and we'll just try this again tomorrow during the opening. You know, keep it fresh, keep it alive, keep it theater.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. And now...
I'm sorry, George.
That's okay.
Thank you, George. You're such a pro.
You guys can be excused to lunch. We're just gonna leave the theater. And Crispin, can you lock up?
Yeah, sure. I love to lock up. Just me alone in the theater, locking all the doors.
See you guys tomorrow for the opening.
Bye, everyone.
Party at my place tomorrow night for only the cast. And I'm making this announcement publicly to be a jerk.
Weird. Oh, she's gonna get so many equity points for that move.
Hello, Crispin.
Hi, Christian.
What's going on? I thought you were going to murder somebody today. How did this happen?
Okay. It did have to be by the end of today, didn't it? That was what you said. You said if it doesn't happen by the end, it's okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to sort of follow. So, okay, so
by
like,
the time
here's the thing.
The curtain opens up on opening night.
I set up this sort of elaborate plot that was going to work, but it was sort of contingent on on it happening mid-play, which I'm remembering now will not fulfill the sort of thing that you asked. Okay, I got to get to...
Well, listen, I... Let me make some ghost calls.
No.
And I'll see if I can push
them back. No, Christian, we cannot start our relationship in this sort of like compromised scenario. If I need to kill someone before curtain up, I will do it. I just gotta go find out.
I love that you're so willing to work on this because I have waited 100 years. It's been 100 years since I died.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Do I sound a lot like the man you almost lost your virginity to?
Yes. Identical, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You've described him as having a big and booming Gaston-esque voice.
And that's what you have, babe. That's what you have.
Christian, thank you.
That's what you have.
God, I love you so much.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey, Crispin, sorry. I left my charger here. My charger
I moved it.
Oh.
To the prop table.
You moved my charger
I
to the prop table?
I moved your charger.
Crispin...
to the prop table.
Well, and also I wanted to see if like you wanted some of the crew's gonna hang out and get a beer and kind of like shit talk the cast. And like Kate's so pissed. She's gonna put in an ask that we have to do a quick run through before the show tomorrow night.
Kate is.
Yeah.
A quick run through before the show tomorrow night.
Yeah, like one of the like an Italian speed through.
Okay, your charger is not on the prop table. It's wherever you left it.
Why'd you touch it and put it back?
I didn't. It's wherever you want it to be.
Bro, this is the like fifth summer we've worked here together. I feel like I hardly know you anymore.
Devin, you totally know me.
My name's Brian.
That's...
Wait, did you hear something? Ooh, it kind of shivered my timbers. All right, I'll see you at the bar later.
Yeah.
Get your head in the game, man.
Sorry.
Get your head... in my ghost body.
Okay, but just one time a week. It has to be quick.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. I forgot my Mofi. I forgot my charger.
I'm just in a normal position for a man by himself to be in.
Yeah, you are. It kind of looks like you're tying a shoe.
Just tying a normal shoe. Just me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having sex with a ghost. Why would you say that? Why?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, but you implied it with the way you looked at me.
Brian, is this how it's supposed to be?
What's going on in your head, bro? What's going on in your head? What's going on in your head, bro? I don't know.
What's going on in your head, bro?
What's going on in my head? What's going on in your head, bro? I don't know.
Kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. Kill him, or maybe wait until tomorrow. I forgot about that.
It's just, I'm hatching so many plans halfway.
Yeah, and that seems to be the problem with you, Crispin, is you're doing a lot of things halfway, like you're halfway in my body.
Okay, I'll get all the way in.
Such a generous lover, and a ghost as well. What makes someone a ghost? Is it not quite going to hell?
That's really weird that you would say that, honestly.
I'm just
like, why would you bring him?
I'm just wondering.
You're having a really wonderful time, and then you would scream.
Crispin,
hell.
Who are you talking to? What's going on in your head, bro? Are you late for our nightly toast?
Okay.
You used to be the friend I felt like I knew the most, but now you're calling me Devin. Are you some kind of host?
Christian, I'll come back tomorrow and I'll kill him, I promise. Brian, I'm gonna come with you right now, okay?
You're gonna come back tomorrow and what?
Nothing. Listen, okay. Can I talk to you outside real quick?
Of course.
You know I can't leave the theater.
Oh, I know. I'm so sorry, babe. I gotta go. Okay, bye.
Are you calling me babe?
No, I'm talking to a ghost. I lost my virginity to a ghost. And
congrats, bro.
Thank you. And listen, I'm sorry I called you Devin, but that ghost almost slept with a very handsome, very tall, powerful man named Get Devin, so it was just sort of like on my mind.
It's okay.
I know who you are, Brian. I know you love Fortnite. I know that you know all of the dances in the DDR machine at the movie theater.
Yeah.
I know that you walked out of Me, Myself, and Irene because you didn't think it was Jim Carrey's best work. I know lots about you.
Well, I have standards because I love him. You know, it's like I've seen his best work, and I only want to support that.
Can I tell you something?
Honk, honk. Hey, guys. What's the hold up?
We're just going to walk.
Oh, okay, bye.
We gotta hurry. Kate really needs to blow off some steam.
Yeah. Listen, here's the thing.
Yeah?
That ghost is gonna disappear forever unless I kill Kate before a curtain tomorrow.
Crispin.
Or someone has to kill her. And they have to say a kind of long thing. And I wrote it down, but I gave it to someone else and I don't remember what it is
and
anymore.
And it has to be Kate? Or just like...
I think just someone. I think someone has to take their... It's like equity. Someone has to be a ghost at all times.
It's a soul exchange, just like equity points. Because unions can be complicated, but they're worth it. What?
Wait.
What?
That's the solution.
Unions?
I mean, always. But not for this particular problem.
Okay.
I just gotta find someone who's already dying and stab them as they die.
Wait, Crispin, honestly... Every summer we've worked here, I thought I saw weird stuff. I think this ghost is, like, always around. Do you think he'll disappear forever or just, like, won't be with you? I mean, is this ghost playing games with your heart?
Are you saying that this ghost is lying to me and is trying to get me to kill someone for a different reason?
Because I just want
to
make...
right. He's been around every year since 1930-something.
I just want to make sure you're getting to the bottom of it and not killing someone for someone who's not going to respect you. I mean, you barely know this person, and sometimes losing your virginity can cause, like, an unearned sense of attachment. And I just want to make sure that, like, this isn't just a fulfillment of your built-up desire.
Can
it's
I
also a
hey, guys, I just drove to the bar and back, and you're taking such a long
Kate,
time.
We're so
we are
sorry.
All waiting
Kate,
on you.
Kate, we'll, so
get,
just
we'll get in the car.
Car.
We'll get in the car.
We'll
thank
get in
you.
The car.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And you can answer
can
you this,
buckle
too, Ryan. Y'all
buckle
scooch.
Up.
Sorry.
Buckle up.
Does this middle seatbelt even... Which one do I have? Sorry. I feel like I'm trying to put
it I forgot there's no seatbelts in the back. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. Can I ask you a question?
This is a specially made Prius with no seatbelts.
Oh, yeah. The Prius Prime has no seatbelts. I forgot.
What's up, dude?
Is it weird for someone named Christian to be Jewish?
I don't think so.
Whoa, that's so fucked up that you even asked that.
Okay.
Crispin?
Wait. Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I'm just sort of looking back on the pattern of behavior of someone and trying to see if they may have been lying to me. And that, to me, stuck out as a potential red flag.
I think you should be hanging way more of a hat on the fact that he wants you to kill someone. Oops,
wait,
sorry.
Excuse me?
What's
going on?
Kate, it's you. Sorry.
Should I...
TLDR, there's a ghost that needs me to kill you, otherwise he's going to disappear.
Why
but
does
maybe
he
not.
Kill me?
I don't know that it's you specifically. You just seem
yeah,
to
we
be
worked a- past this. It's any ghost. It's like an equity point. But any soul for a soul. But Crispin.
A classic soul trade.
Yeah. I don't think that that should be nearly as big of a red flag as the fact that he wants you to kill someone.
Wait, Kate, you should know this. Because you know all about, like, you've been a stage manager for forever.
About 56 years.
How do you make a ghost love you forever? Wait, that's not my question.
Whoa.
How do you know if a ghost really loves you or if he's just using
Crispin,
you?
Crispin, this is crazy. Sorry, go ahead, Kate. I just like, this is the kind of stuff where we're not like demanding our own worth. And you know, sometimes like being on crew, we're in the shadows, we're in the wings. We go unsung and unseen.
We wear all black for that very reason.
But you can't be unseen in a relationship.
That's right. And I feel like that's the dynamic this ghost is really trying to foist on you. Don't be the crew of your relationship.
You're the star.
One of you shouldn't stay in the wings.
Not at all.
If it is to be a healthy connection, we have to both be kings.
And alive.
Yeah.
Co-star for love.
Co-star for love.
Co-star for love. Co-star for love.
Take off your blacks, put on some white.
Okay.
It's your wedding day and you, Crispin, are wearing all white. You're not on crew, you are the star, the spotlight's on you. Years just like me.
But you should try to co-star for love.
Co-star for love.
Co-star for love.
Gonna co-star for love.
Co-star.
Co-star for love. Co-star for love. And ghosts are not for love. You guys are right. I can never be on fully equal footing with a ghost. Not because there's anything wrong with loving a ghost, but this particular ghost is just not treating me like a person.
Wait a minute. Wait. Crispin, have you been hooking up with a ghost in the theater?
Heck yeah.
I wish you would have told me sooner. This happens every year.
Was it? Wait. How does it end? And what should I do? Stage manager Kate,
this is the same ghost that I've been thinking of every year.
Does he disappear if you don't kill someone?
No, Crispin. You fool. This ghost convinces someone to kill someone in this theater every year.
Is he not even a virgin?
No, he's had sex many times. He's a pathological liar and a ghost.
You can be both.
But what have we done years past? Oh yeah, I guess like someone has died the last
every
5 years.
It's weird. In
we
fact,
gotta
it's
find
weird.
A way to put an end to this.
Wait. So if nobody dies, the ghost will leave. I have a plan that I just conceived. I'm gonna write it all down now. I'm gonna give it to you. Ooh. Email it to the cast and crew. The very next morning.
Gosh.
Gabby, did you get the new sides?
Yeah. It's pretty inventive, honestly.
All of the daggers were taken out of our town.
Yeah.
In fact, all the murder was taken out of our town. In fact, our town is very much just about a town now.
Yeah, it's just like a rumination on life.
Hey, guys, 15 minutes to curtain.
Thank you, 15.
And hey. Thank you, Kate.
Hey, Kate, thank you for all you do.
And you know what? You are invited to my cast party tonight, and that's a wild, non-inclusive name.
And you know what? Your name is not Crepe, and Crepe is not a name.
And guys. Crepes are delicious, and I wish we'd given you one. And honestly, you're great.
And honestly, we did, and here it is.
Whoa!
And honestly, it has Nutella. I hope you don't have an allergy.
It's a Nutella crepe for Kate.
You guys, you're my
Coast of the Love. Coast of the Love.
And that was the night as the curtain came down. The very first production of the show we now know as Our Town. It changed its name for Rent. Wait, that's a different show. Never mind, this just was Our Town. It's the Our Town that you all know.
And famously, as everyone I'm sure will know, the stage manager is the star of the show. Co-star for love.
Because the crew can come too.
Sucked back into my dark dimensions.
I hope you find peace.
I hope you find peace too, Christian, if that is your real name.
It's not.
Oh, I knew it.
I am Jewish, though. I changed it because it's not easy being a Jew sometimes with a clearly Jewish name, and so I changed it. But I'm also evil, but that has nothing to do with
the
other
stuff. Oh, no, he's sucked into the dark dimension! Hey. Oh, my gosh.
What?
I'm glowing.
Wait, I'm glowing.
Oh my gosh, everyone in this production is everyone.
Are we all in Equity? The end!
Wow. That was Summer Shock the Musicals. They all got into Equity.
Everyone, even Kate.
Even Kate.
The main character of Our Town really is called the stage manager.
Sure is. Yeah.
I have to have you all know that.
No, I knew it was great.
I know. Very I'm talking good. To the listeners.
Oh yeah, you all have to know that. Jessica's great. We'll be right back after this.
Did you know that Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo is a true pioneer of comedy podcasts? You should. It is legendary. It started in 2006 and was one of the first comedy podcasts ever.
I wasn't even sure there was electricity in 2006.
But there was.
You know, each episode features Jimmy, his producer Matt Belknap. Did I say that right? I hope so. And their famous funny friends talking about their lives, their work, and the world around them.
Basically, every comedy legend has been on the show, like John Mulaney, yep. Maria Bamford, yep. Tig Notaro, yep. Kumail Nanjiani, yep. Patton Oswalt, just to name a few.
Look at those legends. But look, we get it. Starting a new podcast is a big commitment.
That's why this is the perfect time to check out Never Not Funny, because starting this week, they're releasing their game show spinoff right in the Never Not Funny feed.
It's called Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. And each episode features a celebrity co-host to help Jimmy pit three call-in contestants against each other in a pop trivia culture battle.
This week, his co-host is Jamila Jamil from The Good Place, and they've got some amazing guests coming up like John Hamm and Sarah Silverman.
Make sure to look up Never Not Funny in your podcast app and hit subscribe to hear new episodes of Never Not Funny and the game show spinoff Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo all in the same place. Welcome back, Joel Kim Booster. What a damn delight to have you. Thank you so
truly
much.
I've never been more nervous to record a podcast.
Oh, you crushed
it. Were so amazing and played so many powerhouses.
It's so crazy that
two strong women, one conniving ghost.
Love it. All of the classic tropes. We did Our Town, we did Rent, we did Fiddler, we did Wicked, we did them all.
Mama Rose is Gypsy, thank you. I was blanking on the show for a moment, and I was just trying to do my best one note Patti LuPone.
Here's what I was about to do. I was like, oh yeah, Mama Rose. Nobody, bye. Nobody. That's a different show.
What's her song in Gypsy?
Everything's coming up roses.
I was having the exact same conflation, so that's why I just did one note.
Is Rain on My Parade Hello Dolly?
No, that's...
funny.
That, no,
funny
that, girl. Funny girl. And the, that parade song is Before the Parade Passes By. Too many parade songs, including the musical Parade.
Now okay. That's a good show. You don't know this man.
What a song.
That's Jason Robert Brown. Right?
It is.
It's like his only like full like
no,
real.
No, no, no,
yeah.
Like
it's
narrative.
The motherfucking JRB. Jason Robert Brown.
Terrible.
Do you like him? You
know, I
feel like he's divisive.
I do, but here's and, I like his songs in isolation. I think he's a great songwriter.
Yes.
Last 5 years does not hold up
in, doesn't make sense.
As a whole.
Yes.
Because it is so on his side. Like, it's wild. If you've seen it recently, it really is like...
I also feel like it just doesn't... It is like a concept album. It doesn't feel that performed like... When
yeah,
it's,
I mean, it does fit together. Like, did you see the movie?
Yeah.
It's terrible. But it is like... You're also like, oh, this is from his POV in such a... Like, you're like, she is kind of being a bitch right now.
Yeah, that like, part's very problematic.
Yeah, and
yeah.
You're like, oh, he kind of sucks. And yes. It's weird. Like, his wife played that part on...
Did she really?
Originally, and then when it moved to Broadway, it was Sherry Renee. And then...
His wife at the time or the wife who it's written about?
The wife at the time?
That's... Wild.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then she also plays his secretary in the movie.
Hot goss.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hot goss.
Anyways, yeah, that's my thought on
speaking
Jason.
Speaking of hot goss, this is a bad transition. We had a fun idea for a segment that we thought we might try.
It's called
Notes. So we're going to do a song, and then just like any theater, you'll have some notes on it, mm-hmm. and then we'll take those notes, and we'll do it again a couple times.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all that we've got.
So we'll keep it a little short, but.
But we'll let you. We'll also let you choose what the song is if you want to direct your intro.
I want it to be like full, Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay.
Thank you.
Like waving through a window, like sort of mid-tempo power ballad.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Called
That's Not His Face.
Great.
When you grow up and you look in the mirror, and you grow up and you hope it will be clearer, and you see you, but the you you see's not me. That's not his face.
That's not his face.
That's not his face. And everything you do reminds me that you are out of place, because that's
okay, wow. Great job, you guys. You guys
really?
Circle up.
Thank you.
That was really impressive. I was really, really happy with how that run went. Just a few quick things.
Great.
Okay.
Sure, just because I know this role is double cast, I thought that was great.
Oh,
I thought
thank
you did
you.
A great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But like, what notes did you have? Like, what notes did you have?
Okay. Thank you. I'll get to the notes now. I wanted to say that, like, in the performance, it didn't read to me, because, of course, you know this character, both arms are broken in a cast. And it didn't, and that did not read to me vocally. Like, I couldn't tell that this character was singing while both arms were in a cast.
Okay. You're right. I feel like I haven't done enough, like,
I would like
I
to hear
enough,
that.
I haven't
more.
Done enough prep to think about how two broken arms would affect my diaphragm.
Exactly.
Affect
your voice. Yeah.
Affect
exactly.
My voice.
No, I don't know that I have either, though. Don't be too hard on yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so, and Zach, as playing The Reflection.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be fun if maybe there were, sorry, I'll let you finish.
No. I would love to hear this. Since
I feel
you
like because
so passionate
it, because
about
it is
want.
This not his face, I feel like maybe the song is mostly sung by The Reflection, though. Maybe it should be. Maybe it should be The Reflection, because The Reflection is really the person he identifies most with, even though he doesn't know who he is. I'm just gonna try it real quick. Can we just try it real quick?
Sure.
So do I just like
share the reflection.
When we look in the mirror, ow, 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 I'm wondering who am I now, now, and I don't know, it's all over the place. But I look at this man and I know that's not his face.
Well,
and I'm putting you into the mirror. that good? Is it good? I felt like I should come out of the mirror.
I felt like you lost me when you were narrating what was happening. Like, you should just come, show, don't tell, right? I mean, I don't want to, like...
No, shut the fuck up, okay? Sorry. Wow. Do not give him notes while we're workshopping this production. Okay, so what I will say again, Jess could not hear the cast.
Okay, well,
I sing way less this time.
You're right. I should just take the note.
Now, Zach, what I love that you did is you added owls.
Did you, you got that?
I wasn't sure if you would get that. You were in pain, and I loved that.
Can I throw something else at the wall here?
Okay, great.
I feel like maybe the reason that we're not feeling enough of the cast is because we're not hearing from the casts.
Okay.
Well, I think it only makes sense that I should sing as the cast because, like, the mirror reflection doesn't have the broken arms because he's the reflection of the past.
Okay, well, there's two casts, Jessica, because both of the arms are
broken.
Okay,
but the director said that they're both broken, so, like, why would you have one cast and I'd have the other?
Okay, well, they're not. It's not two arms and one cast, though. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there's two casts.
No, but it's for each arm.
Sure,
there's
so, like.
It's a left and a right
arm. It's a left and a right arm, so, like.
Yeah, no, I'm agreeing with him, Jessica.
Wait,
there's a left and a right arm.
This is crazy.
Are the left arm, you are the right arm now, and I want to see what that's going to sound like. Do you singing at the same time as both arms.
When I look in the mirror,
ow, ow, ow,
and I'm wondering, will it be clear?
I'm made of plaster.
I can't sing cause I'm a cast.
I'm a cast and the arms are broken. Say,
and that's it. That's it.
Joel Kim Booster, ladies and gentlemen.
What do the people need to know besides that they love you?
They can find me on I Hate Joel Kim and on social media.
It's a must follow.
A must follow for everybody. And then I'll be at the Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington, Vermont this coming weekend, May. I want to say it is the 16th through the 18th. And I just found out that my show got picked
you
up.
You sure
on NBC.
Did! Congratulations!
So you can watch me on NBC this fall.
Heck
on a show called Sunnyside. I don't know what night, or I don't even know if
but
it'll be
good.
But
you know what? It's going to be good because
you're great.
Joel Kim Booster, thank you so much for sharing your wonderful self.
Thank you, Sleepy Babies, for listening to and supporting the show. We love you all very much. Thank you to the two people that I met at the Ren Fair who were Sleepy Babies. That was wild and it was totally enjoyable. I love seeing you both.
Very sweet. Give it up for Brett on the Brett.
Give it up for Wix on the Sticks.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for yourself. And as they say, as we say, at the end of every episode, if that's not your face,
you're in the wrong place.
Oh!